Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of remembrance, we prove with our great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we have lost. Paulina Poroskova, who continues to pose in little or no clothing on the cover of Vogue magazine, despite being 56 years old. As all students of 17th wave feminism know, middle-aged women are only allowed to be naked in public if they are protesting against a social justice even worse than looking sexy, such as wearing fur, or eating meat, or believing that genders exist. In order to make sure such heroes are not mistaken for women merely being sexy in their 50s, approved naked feminist protest pictures must always include a prop, such as a pink knit hat or being chained to a Burger King sign. Paulina Poroskova did none of these things and has rightly been forced to wear ill-fitting canvas clothing for 2 years and permanently prohibited from purchasing makeup. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
The terms illegal alien and assimilation, after President Biden this week formally unified Immigration and Customs Enforcement with the Ministry of Language Control, the new Consolidated Directorate of Thought and Border Abolishment issued guidance on the correct terms to refer to these ideas. From now on, any words that marginalize our future citizen brothers of brown national origin shall not be used. Also, the alternately documented and the previously unnative-born shall no longer be expected to meld with American values due to the fifth rule of wokeness, which clearly states that the only good cultures are the ones that aren't in America. Therefore, in an effort to improve our wicked nation, we shall adopt their values instead, and these migrants of culture shall teach us to be more like Guatemala and Venezuela, the birthplaces of prosperity from which they are fleeing. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, accelerated math. Because the Virginia Department of Education has correctly identified the systemic injustice of giving children the opportunity to learn as much math as they are able. Instead, all students will be held to learning math at the slowest pace of fundamental skill development because no one should be more equal than anyone else or even understand what concepts like more than and equal mean. When the Harrison-Bergeron Act of 2021 is fully implemented and no one graduating high school understands algebra or geometry, let alone trigonometry or precalculus, we will have made an immeasurable stride toward achieving sacred equity. And we will know it is immeasurable because no one will know how to measure anything anymore. Also, from henceforth, the new slogan for the state shall be, Virginia is for lovers, except lovers of math. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these canceled villains cast from our midst, may we all go forth and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
6:24 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Today's sunrise service was brought to you by News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.